Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Accolades Conversations, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. H.C. McIntyre is a musician, songwriter, composer, producer, performer, and writer living in Durham, North Carolina. The frontwoman of Mount Moriah struck out on her own with her 2018 debut solo album, Lionheart. After 2 years working all over the world as a backup singer in Angel Olsen's band, McIntyre came home to a 100-year-old farmhouse tucked away in the woods of Durham, North Carolina, right on the Eno River. Like the blue-collar Appalachian kin she descended from, her days were scheduled by the clockwork of the earth's rotation. Splitting wood, stacking it, weeding and watering the garden, walking the dog past the bridge and back, and every evening on the front porch watching dusk fall. Her album Eno Axis emerges from this time as the strongest work McIntyre has shared yet. H.C. McIntyre decided to give flowers to Pauli Murray, a civil rights activist who became a lawyer, gender equality advocate, Episcopal priest, and author. Drawn to the ministry, in 1977 she became one of the first women and the first African-American woman to be ordained as an Episcopal priest. Murray struggled in her adult life with issues related to her sexual and gender identity, describing herself as having an inverted sex instinct. She had a brief, annulled marriage to a man and several deep relationships with women. In her younger years, she occasionally has passed as a teenage boy. A number of scholars, including a 2017 biographer, have retroactively classified her as transgender. Here's what H.C. McIntyre had to add.
Hey, this is H.C. McIntyre, and I live in Durham, North Carolina. For this project, my submission is Pauli Murray. I think Pauli's work speaks for itself, and I don't want to speak for it, but I do feel like I have a kind of unique relationship to Pauli's visibility only because they grew up here in Durham, and there's a lot of information around town, murals, and their childhood home has been restored and is now a historic site. I think it's been interesting as I've toured throughout the world, you know, talking about North Carolina and talking about such pioneers from the state like Nina Simone. And, you know, I would also say, oh, yeah, and Pauli Murray. I don't know. I was just surprised at how many people didn't know the name, didn't know their story. And it's a shame because I feel like a lot of people could identify with the struggles that Pauli went through. Growing up in Durham in the early 1900s, becoming so political and choosing to leave the segregated South, determined to get an education, even when they were not allowed in certain schools because they were Black and they were a woman. It just took a lot of bravery. And when I think about Pauli Murray, I think of courage and conviction and vulnerability, because Pauli kind of existed in the intersection of a few different spaces. Like, Pauli's family was really religious. Later in life, Pauli wanted to become a priest. And I think that was conflicting to them because of their sexuality and politics and sort of struggle with heritage and becoming yourself. And I can identify with that as a queer woman. It's just incredible to believe that Pauli was doing those things, confronting what now we would call gender fluidity, gender nonconforming, and also, you know, being open about who they loved and having a life partner who's a woman. Pauli started doing this work in the 30s. And the Durham I live in is considered like a progressive bubble, I guess, in the state. I feel so fortunate because of pioneers like Pauli to feel more comfortable being out in public and open about my sexuality and unafraid to be an activist and show politics in my art. There's a lot of work to be done still in the South. And I can't imagine growing up that the racist energy and classism and sexism, and the fact that Pauli actually got out of Durham is extraordinary.
Pauline Murray was a name that got mentioned a couple of times during the making of Accolades, and it shows the importance of forgotten pioneers. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do with this project. I briefly want to mention that you can still buy my book Accolades at www.craterecords.be/accolades. On the next episode, episode 13, I'm going to be talking to Jenny Bett from the amazing band Savages about her love for British Sea Power. Thanks for listening.